This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
There's an article that said, don't worry about retirement.
Under 40, don't worry about retirement.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, that article was not as provocative
right.
as that,
I mean,
was
initially
it?
when you saw the title, you wanted to just kind of lay into the author, but that's not really necessarily what he's saying. What he's saying is, when you're 40, basically, don't worry about all the things that may happen between now and the time that you have an idea that you want to retire, because so many different things can change. The only thing that you need to make sure that you continually do is save money. So as long as you're always saving and you're always saving toward that goal, you may have an unexpected child, you may get divorced, you may have some illness, you may, you know, there might be things that happen in your life that throw your plan out
Stuff
of whack.
Stuff happens.
Right.
In life.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that's constant is you need money, so you have to
right.
save.
Well, and one of the things that I tell people, not this particular article, but it's funny to me when you see different articles, especially when they say, now, you know, in order for you to retire now, you must have at least $2 million. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, they don't know how much you spend. They don't know where you live. They don't know when you plan on retiring. There are a lot of different factors that go into. We have, you know, I have had clients over the years that have millions and millions and millions of dollars, but will never be able to retire.
That's right.
And then I've had clients that have had $250,000 in investable assets, but maybe they get a really good pension and they can retire. So there's different.
Yeah. So, you know, so the classic to me is a guy. This is going back to the Stone Age, because I haven't sat across the table with people in a long time. Mm-hmm. But as a doctor, he makes $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
He spends $650,000, and he gives the government $350,000. Mm-hmm. He said, I want to retire. I've got $5 million. I'm looking at him and say, oh, that's great. Sounds like a lot of money. That'll last you about 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? And the argument always used to be, I'm going to practice until I'm 70. Now, I never saw this coming, did I? All this stuff mm-hmm. going on. So number one is that we have a corny rule, and most people do. If you'll save 10%
mm-hmm.
of your income, and if you can do it tax-deferred, it's all the better, then you'll probably be okay,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what. Any kind of unless you put it in stupid investments. But if you put it into the S&P 500, put 50% in that, put 50% in the bond fund, and just put 10% every year, period, you're going to do okay. Does that take any planning?
No.
Not really. If you want to get fussy about it, you do it what? You're 55, you show up at our door and say, am I doing the thing right?
Right. But, and retirement is different things to different people. And some people may not retire for a long time. You know, some people don't want to stop working, or maybe they cut back and they, Dr. Gene, how old are?
I'm 73 years
yes.
old and I'm working like a dog. That's it. I'm just barely making it. You know, my problem is I spend more than I make. And I got to show up here every day. I got to work 10 hours a day. No, I'm exaggerating, but I work. I enjoy it.
Yes.
I'm lucky.
And for some people that's part of it. You know, there are other people that their goal is this, you know, they want to retire as soon as possible. Now, if that is your goal, then you need to save more than 10%. You might want to save 50%.
Well, as somebody who is 65 years old and retires, is theoretically going to live to, what, 84?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
Their money has to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Social Security is, I get the maximum amount that you can get in Social Security. I'm still contributing to mm-hmm. Social Security. And I get like $2,400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. Somewhere in that ballpark. Almost $3,000. I'll take that back. $3,000. But that's $36,000 a year. Can you live on $36,000 a year?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's tough. And that's the maximum amount contributing for 40 years
mm-hmm.
or 40 quarters. And I keep working every year and contribute to it because I'm still working on that. The answer is no. So you have to save
outside
of Social Security. And one of the things that most firms offer is a, hopefully, a 401k type kind of plan. And that's where the difference between a very pleasant retirement and an unpleasant retirement.
Right. And the and for all those young people out there, the earlier you can save, you know, I mean, I have said this so many times, and I wished I had known this back when I was, you know, that age, but the earlier you save, the more, the better off you are, and the less you'll have to save over your lifetime.
It's the numbers are absolutely scary. I think you can go on our website at Hensler.com and take a look at the impact of starting to save when you're 21 versus 41.
Right.
And what happens there is just it's absolutely unbelievable.
And if as soon as my daughter is graduating from college, already has a job lined up, is starting in January, and I've already talked to her about. You just automatically start saving.
Jesse's pretty bright, and so you know.
Yeah, and no matter what, you don't stop that.
Here's the deal: the first day you get your job, you show up and say, "How much can I put in my 401k?" And they say 6%, 5%, or whatever it is, and we'll match part of it. You say, "Yes." So the first week you get your paycheck, your first month, and you live on that.
Right.
Okay.
Now, some companies won't allow you to contribute for the first period of time, but in that case, then you've got to save it somewhere else. Go ahead and make that part of your...
A Roth IRA or something else like that.
Right.
But the important thing is you never miss it when you start up. And you get a raise, fine.
Increase
you're still putting, you're still putting your 3 or 4%. So every year that you work, you're putting it away. We could give you all sorts of tips and spend forever on it. But, you know, if you're a young person, you're starting off, there are so many things that you want. You want that new car because you've been driving around with a beater. You want a good wardrobe because you've been living in T-shirts and stuff. And they say, you actually have to show up at the office, young lady, in a dress. and all those kind of things. But that is the key. And so saving is the key whether you're 40 or you're 21. A lesson to be learned. Go to our website, Hensler.com, and we have a whole description on there that'll tell you all about it. Well, it's been a loss for the week so far, Ted. Are we going to recoup it?
I think so.
Jennifer, up or down?
Up.
Up. Thank you. That's why we have people around here optimistic.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.